us up at Barracuda.com.
You'll join us in a minute. What is this? It's the Good Day program.
Bob spelled Albuquerque wrong.
Uh-oh.
Is this the Albuquerque song?
No. Huh.
What is the song that we're playing right now?
Spell Albuquerque for me. Maybe I spelled it wrong.
It's Albuquerque.
Hit me with that again.
Albuquerque.
I can tell this is going to be a great
show. Is that right, Doug?
Huh? Yeah.
Albu.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. QQ.
Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Must have been right.
Albuquerque. So, I thought it was Albuquerque.
Yeah, but in the meantime, what are we listening to? What is this?
This is the song from Lights of Albuquerque by Jim.
This is?
This is that.
All right. Turn it up. Now I feel at home. At the Kiva. The Doug Stephan Good Day program originating from KIVA, which is 1550 AM, and Albuquerque.
Albuquerque?
Ah, yes. All right. So we had nice dinner last night. Hello to the folks who joined us at Monroe's on Osuna last night. We had some, it was mild. What I ate was mild. I had a little fish taco and some beans and rice.
It's sissy Mexican food.
I was okay, so I had the sissy food. What do you want from me? Bob K., who is my traveling companion and a real He-Man next to me. You're all much. Jennifer's a He-Man next to me, and Rich is, and Bob is. Everybody's a He-Man.
We laid a smackdown.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to spicy
food. They eat the stuff that hurts their insides. You see, I am a supporter of good health. I'm really, the vote was held yesterday to repeal a health care law. I'm one who practices what I preach. I practice
good
health.
You know what a load that is? Do you know how good for you?
Having green chili.
Green
chili is great
not,
for you.
Green chili
it is great.
Not good for me.
Do you know
Richie
what a load it would have been?
Richie wants to tell you, he's dying to tell you, anytime we get into this discussion, how I had two sausage patties with my eggs on Saturday, and every time he has breakfast, no more breakfast with you. I'm not going to breakfast anymore with you because all you do is talk about the sausages. And Bob will tell you the same thing. Go to Waffle House. What do I have? I have a couple of sausage patties.
No, you'll have
big
one. You were good.
Deal. Yeah, you had the other one.
I had the other one.
And Charlotte had one, or half of one.
That's right.
Anyway.
All just
right,
looking out for your health.
Yeah, I know you are. Rich,
well, we had a special guest at the dinner last night, too.
We did.
A guy who's heard right here on AM 1550 Kiva, more positive talk radio.
Yeah.
His name is Art Schreiber, and the name may not sound familiar, but if you have an all-news radio station in your city, Mr. Schreiber is the man who invented all-news radio.
He is the all-news radio.
He traveled with the Beatles when they first came to America on the plane, all over the country.
He was the fifth Beatle.
He was.
Really
that's
the
like
fifth
royalty
Beatle. Billy
that
Preston.
You guys were dining with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Royalty. We have radio royalty. With
he
here.
Is the dean of radio.
The dean. A lot of people have claimed that title, but he really is.
I'll claim it.
Yeah.
You can claim it.
I can claim it, too.
General
name
claims it.
And claim it.
I'm
all right, let's see what's glorious. Thursday, the 20th of January, 2011, and the discussion about Regis leaving is paramount to people.
Oh, boy.
It's a big deal. The repeal of the health care law, big deal. The president of China, President Hu.
Who?
Who?
Who's on first?
I know. Will you stop that?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Just stop that. You bring me in there. You see, Bob really is responsible for whatever problems we have here.
Shut up now.
Bob is responsible. And what we can't blame on him, we'll blame on Richie. And we
Bob's
can't blame
a little
loopy
this morning.
You should see me.
None of us have had much sleep, including poor Charlotte, who looks at me when the alarm goes off. It was 1:40 this morning here in Albuquerque, and the phone rings, and I'm looking at Charlotte, and she's looking at me. She's got
like,
her nose underneath
me?
A pillow. after 4 hours of sleep. And she's been a real trooper. And she, in part, is the reason. Me visiting the station and meeting with some of the folks. Like last night, Bob, you have to admit, we had a nice group of people.
A wonderful group.
I tried to visit with all the folks who were there who came.
Yep.
And it isn't like going to a large auditorium where there are 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people and having a conversation. Because you can't have a conversation with them. But in this, I like doing this. And some of the folks at the dinner last night.
You and your element.
Yeah, I like talking to people one-on-one. Right, because I'm not any different than they are, than you are. I happen to be on the radio, and some people listen to me, and they aren't on the radio, and so people don't listen to them. But that's it. I mean, I have the same sorts of things going on in my life. And I found one of the most touching parts of the conversation were most of the people acknowledging my telling the story about Tony on the air yesterday, wondering how she was. For those of you who did not hear the story, I only told it once yesterday, and it may not have been when you were listening. Most of you know who Toni is. She's the former wife and the person with whom I have maintained a steady contact and admiration and love and things that go with being a partner of somebody's and producing a couple of children. And then as you go through life, you sort of mature a little bit and realize that the things that you didn't like about the other person were nonsense. I've said this hundreds of times. If I've said it once, Toni and I got married way too young. And if it were when we were in our 30s, we might not have chosen each other. But we did, and we had these children. And so I believe that we were together for that reason, and it was the right reason. And the fact that we have maintained this relationship, the three people that she's closest to, and likewise me, probably in many respects, the three people she's closest to are the two children and me. So she wanted yesterday, after she woke up from about 18 hours of being asleep, to call and talk to us. So as we were driving from El Paso up here to Albuquerque, I got a chance to talk to her, and Bob talked to her actually for a minute
or two. She sounded like
and
nothing
she sounded,
happened.
Right, exactly.
Like normal.
She sounded like there was nothing going on. And Brendan was concerned that I know what really was going on, and what's really going on is that she... actually, she addressed it herself when she was talking to me. This is the weirdest thing. Imagine yourself, Toni. I guess I didn't explain here for those who didn't know it. Toni had her right arm amputated on Tuesday, and I say that in a matter of fact way. She's had problems with it for a long, long time, and the only way to fix it now, there've been 8 operations because she had cancer in her upper bone. And they took that out, and they replaced it with cadaver bones. They put plastic in. They put all kinds of stuff. Couldn't fix it, so they took it off. And so in her black, remember I said she has dark humor? So she says to me almost immediately upon beginning the conversation, she says, I have an itch over there, and I can't scratch it. She's referring
to. Yeah, that's one of the things they talk about.
Right, yeah.
When you lose a limb is that you have fake pain,
right.
Fake itches, fake.
Right, you feel like it's right. She said she felt an itch.
That's
and she
weird.
Reached over, and there was nothing to scratch.
Because your brain doesn't know it's gone yet.
No, right, exactly. That's pretty much what she said, Richie. Your brain hasn't adjusted to the reality of not having that limb. And so with the folks that were at the dinner last night, one of the fellows that had listened to me talking about Toni said that he had a friend, I think, someone that he knew in the service, or maybe it was an accident. I don't remember why he had his leg taken off, but he did have his leg taken off. And he said for quite a while after it, he'd still feel like he had an itch on his feet, but he didn't have any feet. So I never would have thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you relate to that with someone who's going through that if you haven't been in that situation?
Yeah,
I think maybe
that.
That's part of
it's the
lesson.
Totally mind-blowing.
Yeah, it must be. So I'm going to hustle my way to Los Angeles, and hopefully I'll be there by tomorrow night so I can go see her.
Oh, wow.
She is going to be in the hospital for quite a while because they have to monitor all of the stuff, and she really isn't supposed to move much.
She's a tough lady.
But she had the first thing about the itch, and she was laughing.
Yeah,
joking. You know, and she really did sound strong.
Yep.
But I think there are probably some things that I don't know all of the pieces of it yet. It is, frankly, it brings me around to talking about the healthcare debate. Even though what she's gone through has been taken care of because of her age and the fact that she had a Medigap policy, and she also has Medicare and Medi-, fast and meta whatever.
Metadata.
Metadata, yeah. She has the appropriate insurance to cover all of this stuff. And I remember her telling me in April that this was a failed operation, I remember. The February operation where she had the bone taken out of her leg to put into her arm, which is what finally did it all in because there was such a bad infection. They got in there and ruined all the work that had been done. The operation cost $184,000 in February. And it was a failure. And the doctors still get paid. That's part of what ought to be dealt with in the health care law. Why would you want to pay somebody for doing a bad job? The Japanese have the right idea.
Why was it a failure?
Whatever conditions there were in the room or the operating room allowed an infection to get in there, and the infection ate away at whatever was installed. Their system couldn't deal with it. And once they actually found that the infection was as rampant as it was, they tried to deal with it with mega doses of all kinds of things, and they couldn't. It was too far gone.
That's dangerous.
Could have killed her. That's why they last week, when she first went to see the doctor, it was the first week of December, and they tried with medication stuff. By the 10th of December, they said, this is the alternative here for you, probably to take it off. They had 7 doctors on the team. 6 of them said, you need to take it off. 1 of them said, we ought to try to save it. And then as they went through it, they realized that they couldn't save it. And so, and it would threaten her life if it were to stay there. And that was something that I didn't know until I dug around a little bit more in it. So, I mean, there weren't really a lot of choices here for her. The point I'm making, Richie, is that the system in Japan, I don't know of any other country where this happens, you don't pay the doctor if you die or if you don't cure the illness. The doctors only get paid if they do successfully treat whatever the illness or the
problem. Imagine how many people get turned away because the doctor doesn't think he can cure you and won't get paid.
Well, that's a question that is interesting to deal with, actually. 800-510-8255, your thoughts about some of these things as we move ourselves into this good day. It's 18 after the hour.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with 2 active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just 1 Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Frisky's Wet cat food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Frisky's Indoor Selects.
21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program from Albuquerque and the Kiva.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
American Idol returns to the airwaves with the first contestant being Ashley Sullivan performing Gimme Gimme.
Here I am, St. Valentine, my bags are packed, I'm next in line, and Aphrodite, don't forget me, Romeo and Juliet me, fly dove and sing sparrow, give me that boy's famous arrow, and give me that thing.
This is actually one of the few that I saw.
Yeah.
And pretty
good luck to you, Rich.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
What I want to do is introduce people as we can here and there to the new judges. Here's Jennifer Lopez on Ashley.
The way you sing and the way you act and the way you're animated is not for American Idol. It is for musical. It is for Broadway. That's where you belong. And everybody has their thing. Everybody
I can be more pop, like, oops, I did it again. Like, I can do it. Like, I want to be the first, like, show tune pop star. I really think that mainstream needs to get with Liza Minnelli and just, like, put it together. And I really, really want to be that Liza Minnelli for her.
I love her.
Alright, so.
They all didn't really like her, but they.
No.
They liked her.
Here she is begging them to take her with them to Hollywood.
Take the Hollywood, please. Like, I understand what you're saying. Please, please, please.
I know that you're not exactly for me, right, for this?
Please let me go to Hollywood.
What is going on up here?
Data, and it's all good. Oh, that didn't make sense, but I'm going.
I like it.
Commitment. I really love a golden ticket. I really love one. I really love to go to Hollywood.
I mean, she's absolutely tears coming down the face at this point.
What is this doing to people, this stuff?
I mean, all I know is the judge is way too nice. Simon would have been like, there's the door.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know.
Yeah, and they all caved.
They did.
Right, they did. And here's the proof of that. Ashley.
So it's a no for today, but
give her a golden ticket.
It's a yes for me.
I don't care.
Wow. You know what? It's a yes for me, too. Hey!
I'm sorry, Randy.
By the way, I think they're both insane.
Well, you know,
I think they're both insane right now. It's not a yes for me, but...
You're going to Hollywood!
You won't find many people like that.
No.
That was unbridled...
That's good, though.
...enthusiasm.
And craziness.
Mm-hmm. Lame.
And people think this is a big time. I guess it is.
You know the one thing, and this is where I liked, what's his face?
What am I missing?
Steven Tyler.
Disconnect here.
Steven Tyler was like, you know what? I liked her enthusiasm. And he stood up and he's like, I'm going to make something out of that girl. Because that was pure, unbridled enthusiasm. She
All right, so
wants
is that part
there.
Of what they do? We had Kara DeGrady.
DeGrady.
Mm-hmm. And she probably more than anybody, although they sign a contract, apparently, when they become contestants. They have to give sort of their life over to the producers, right? So if they are successful, they have to work for a year for them, and they share in the proceeds and all that other stuff. When you think about but are there people like Jennifer Lopez or Steven Tyler or Randy who are as capable as Kara was to actually get the anybody, the contestants in this circumstance, into the trenches to learn their craft? It sounds to me like Kara was, from what I've gathered in talking with her, the best one to bring people along if they choose this as a profession.
Well, she had the better most behind-the-scenes stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't
Jennifer
know.
Lopez is a performer. Is a performer. Randy is a producer.
Randy is a producer and a musician. Randy is the most qualified. Randy's an amazing talent. Yes.
So what the impact? What does he do? Does he work directly with these contestants?
I don't
or
think he does.
The winners?
No,
after they
no, I don't think he does.
So who does? What are these people
called?
Entertainment. Yeah, the producers of it.
I suspect they have a whole staff of people that each one of them is assigned certain ones to groom.
All right. So there it is, our first taste of American Idol, the season premiere. It's good day at 28 past the hour.
Don't let the quest to keep warm this winter turn into a fire safety hazard. With wintry weather and chilly temperatures come increased safety risks within the home. In fact, the National Fire Protection Association reports that 82% of all house fires over 66,000 each year are caused by portable space heaters. These fires will destroy $1.1 billion in property, cause 1,660 burn injuries, and be directly related to almost 480 fatalities. To make your home safer during the winter, look for new improved heater models. Supplemental infrared zone heaters like those from SunHeat are ideal for homes that put safety first. SunHeat heaters have been tested and proven to be unable to start fires while effectively using infrared heat to warm 800 to 1,000 square feet. They produce no harmful emissions and are safe around children and pets. And remember, when using any heating equipment, always follow all safety instructions provided by the manufacturer. Go to sunheat.com to find a dealer near you.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Time is 33 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program originating from the studios of KIVA, the Kiva. Now, let's explain here in Albuquerque.
Positive talk radio.
But yeah, it is. That's what they call the radio station.
Hey, Doug,
station.
Can you turn Bob up just a little bit, please?
Can I turn Bob up a little?
Yeah,
Bob the K is here with me.
He likes to turn me down.
He's mumbles, mumbles in the background.
Is that loud enough? Well, yeah. He has to learn the process of
hello.
A lot of his former colleagues from the radio station across town were at the dinner last night. Unfortunately,
right.
Bob was trying to fix something here at the radio station.
So he didn't get to see him.
Right. I missed him.
I know. Well, but we have our technical world. This has been a more successful trip technically than many of our previous encounters with reality.
At least those people didn't collect the money that I owed them. So.
Well, one other thing. Last night, it's really interesting how perceptive people are. Richie, you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
For those of you who wonder sometimes how this all comes together.
Uh-oh, sausage story.
Yeah, right. This is a radio sausage story.
I don't know what that means.
Well,
Jennifer.
This fellow who was very intelligent, they were very intelligent people there last night. I was eating dinner with a fellow next to me whose name at the moment I can't remember. I try to remember people's names or what they do by holding on to sort of a keyword. But I honestly don't remember this fellow's name.
Right. The name is John. You have a picture of your toilet in your head.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. That sort of thing. You got it, Richie.
Yeah. So anyway, how to win friends and influence people.
Yeah.
That's where
it
works.
How I remember the radio station we were at yesterday is a broken toilet.
Ooh, yeah.
Anyway.
Not pretty.
So he was asking me how we put all of this together because he realizes that even though it sounds like we're all sitting around a table, that, in fact, Jennifer is in Los Angeles. Rich is in Washington.
Really?
Yeah, did you know?
No.
Amazing. And Roberta's in New York. And he was most interested in Roberta, interestingly enough, and where she had been and what she did before she was involved with me here. But the point is that this program is the most difficult technically to produce of any radio program, no matter what time of day it's on. And the argument could be made because there's so much input from everywhere around the country that it may be the most difficult radio program that's ever been technically produced. Because there are actually
gotta be up there.
Five components that Richie has to watch all the time. So I have to give him some slack. I have to give him a break once in a while when he screws things up.
Whatever.
Because
that'll last because, for the next 5 minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
Now maybe four.
Okay.
But anyway, so these people are very interested. They really pay attention to what's going on. There's a guy who was there who listened to me on KAGM, where I used to be here in Albuquerque. And when I wasn't on for a while, he was upset. And as soon as I was back on here, he became a fan. And the fan that you have, the individual fan that may listen to the one program, then becomes a fan that listens to other things on the station, and they begin to understand what became part of the discussion last night. And we actually had this discussion on the air here yesterday with Mike and Rudy, who are the afternoon hosts on the Kiva.
Who I've both worked with in the past,
Bob,
as it turns out.
See, Bob ran KOB here in Albuquerque. I said KOA, but he's also he worked at KOA and KOB. KOA is in Denver, KOB is in Albuquerque. I wonder if there's a KOC someplace.
No. For obvious reasons.
Yeah, well, I didn't think about that. But
you got your finger on the button there, right? So if Jennifer...
There are so many. Do you know how good I know?
I didn't even think about that.
So if Jennifer's not here, whose hand...
K-O-D?
Whose knee do I have my hand on?
Huh? Oh,
if that's not Jennifer sitting next to me.
K-O-D could be on the cape.
Yeah.
Right? It could be W-K-O-D.
Right, yeah.
Enough of that.
Okay.
So... But these people are very involved in what goes on, not only on this program, but they understand what the folks who run the radio station are trying to do. And it is a movement that is gaining momentum. There is a real, and Richie understands this. Jennifer, you're seeing it, too, because we're all involved in the business, not just being on the air, but we're involved in the business of the business. And we hear, we sense, and it's especially emphasized now because of what happened in Tucson. There are more people who may not say it publicly, but are thinking this has not really served my audience or it's not serving my audience anymore. So I need to find a balance. I need to somehow change what the tone is of my station. So the tone that's set on this radio station, and frankly, you can see it at KWAM beginning to take hold, and we see it in other circumstances where the non-political shows, this is one of them, Joy Brown is another one. Clark Howard is another one. Dave Ramsey is another. Gail King, the new Oprah show that's on the radio, that's another one of them. And you can go across, you know, now find a couple of good medical shows that can be part of a radio station that wants to be helpful and positive and upbeat and entertaining and informative, but because people are realizing there are really only two or three, and this was the context of the conversation last night, there are only really two or three, maybe four, good conservative national hosts, and maybe four, five, or six decent to good to very good local conservative hosts. Same could be said for liberals. Maybe not as many of them are any good. So what you get is if you're carrying other programs other than those that are really the good ones, you have drivel.
Train wreck.
You have junk. And people are not listening to it anymore because they hear the same thing over and over and over again. It'd be like listening to the same record being played, you know, every half hour.
Hey, so I have an idea for a station, Doug.
Yeah, do you really?
We could do KRUM, the crumb, where everybody just goes on in this crummy mood. We could have Negative Nelly hosting midday.
Oscar the Grouch.
And then we can fix them all.
Right?
We can fix them.
On the crumb.
Well, then you have to change call letters.
The distinct privilege of becoming a part of these people's lives.
Yeah.
I know.
And we must never forget that.
And we all...
They are part of our family, and we're part of their family.
And they will prove that to you in circumstances. Yep. That's one of the reasons I love to do this, because, again, you can't do it in an auditorium where there's 10,000 people, because they're not going to talk to you directly. But I had the conversation with a half a dozen, actually about two dozen people last night, but I sat around. There were half a dozen people around where I was eating.
You're about 60 altogether.
Then I worked around the room and met everybody and talked to everybody. And Bob says, Richie, that this is my element. I would much rather do this and actually get to know these people than I would stand up in front of 6 or 8 or 10,000 people.
Usually have to drag Doug away from these things because he wants to hang on and talk.
Right. I'm always the last one out the door.
Yeah.
But it's good to get the feeling of what people are thinking and know what it is. I mean, it certainly helps me in skewing what we talk about on the air and how maybe the business is handled. And I will tell you, I feel there's a surge here. We got two new affiliates yesterday. One of them is in State College, Pennsylvania, where I used to be, and the other one is in Muscle Shoals,
Alabama.
Right. Which brings me around to the Alabama governor and what he said yesterday. I think because of the time, I'm not going to talk about it here. We'll talk about it later on this morning. But this guy, man, does he need an attitude? He needs an adjustment. I don't know what part of him needs to be adjusted first, but he needs an adjustment. And Jennifer.
Yes.
Somebody else who needs an adjustment is the great Charlie Sheen.
Oh, I know. He needs more than an adjustment.
Apparently, he is spending. Now, remember, this guy is making $1 million plus an episode.
Like a week.
Apparently, he is spending that much a week on his lifestyle.
Wow.
Between the people. He spent $26,000 a night in Las Vegas, apparently. You know, these guys at TMZ, is it TMZ?
It's TMZ.
And the other, who are some of the other people that follow the celebrities for a living?
Access Hollywood, The Star, yeah. The Inquirer, all the publications.
So apparently one of them found an escort named Ginger.
Of course.
He paid.
Jessica.
Her real name is Griselda.
You're right.
He paid her $10,000 an hour for 4 hours, and then he took her on a shopping spree.
That's nice.
He said Ginger didn't know apparently who he was. So
okay.
He, according to the TMZ story anyway, explained who he was and said, I'm a big important actor and I have lots of money, and here, I'll prove it to you.
Ooh.
And takes her out on a shopping spree to buy, I don't even know what, Dolce & Gabbana sunglasses.
Oh, that's very expensive. Dolce & Gabbana is expensive designer.
Yeah. Clothes, what would a pair of sunglasses?
Yeah.
What would a pair of those sunglasses cost?
Probably $700.
$700 for a pair.
Yeah.
How much did I pay for the sunglasses I bought yesterday?
I don't know.
$10.
$12?
Yeah, $10. Yeah. Okay. It's just, what we have, in an interesting way, is such a disconnect. And yet, okay, Charlie Sheen, most popular show on television, makes the most money of any actor. But at that point, the connection ends. To sort of go
he's
further with what we're...
He's
a guy.
To Ginger.
Right, yeah. But I'm trying to make a correlation between his reality and the people who watch him and follow him as a entertainer, and my reality dealing one-on-one with these people. Can you imagine Charlie Sheen at a dinner like we had last night?
No, he's not living in reality.
Yeah. Interesting thing... as to how people perceive both who you are and what you do. And thankfully, most of the people, and part of it is the farm, what people think about me or what their idea of me, a guy said as he was leaving, it's great to put a face with a voice. And that happens oftentimes. Mm-hmm. What is it they say, Richie?
I look
like one guy thought I was black.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy, I was fat or whatever. But it is really an important thing, and that's really kind of the point here. My thanks to those of you who came last night. It was fun, and we had a good meal, and we ought to do it more often, in fact. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the next person you'll hear with me discussing heavy and important, I'm going to say military news.
That's you.
No, he's not interested in women being on the front lines. He's interested in medical information that will help you, and you'll get that in a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest-rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
All right, turns out Dr. Ken is not available to us. However, I do have an important medical story in a sense. It's more than a medical story. The update on Gabrielle Giffords, as we all know, everybody watching and waiting to figure out what is happening with her, how her brain is improving, and whether or not she's going to make it. Apparently she's going to go home tomorrow.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, what is it, 10, 11, 12
wow.
days since?
Yeah.
It was 2 weeks ago this Saturday that it happened. So in less than 2 weeks, she's going to go home, and then she'll be put to a rehab hospital that is in Texas.
Right,
she's from Arizona. Yeah.
So do we know what kind of implications from the wound that she had? I mean, she was able to move everywhere.
Yeah, she was reported to be standing yesterday. She had a little bit of help. She was looking out her hospital window. She apparently has had just a little bit. The thing that is most affected by this apparently is the speech. The part of the brain that the bullet was in
right.
went through. Now, imagine this, though. As we were earlier in the hour talking about my former wife, Tony, and trying to imagine what it's like to no longer have an arm, to no longer have a part of your body and still have feelings in it. Now, think about what you can sort of imagine if you watch Bones or CSI or some of these shows where a bullet goes through your skull and your brain and takes the brain, the matter with it
right.
out. So it's not there, and you need everything in your brain, even though people say, well, they only use 30% of our brain. You need, especially when it comes to the muscle control that you have. Apparently, this part of the brain is where a great deal of muscle control is, and it affects not the cognitive part of the brain, but it affects your ability to speak, not to comprehend. That's in a different part of your brain. And also your motor skills, apparently, are affected by this part of the brain. And so now you apparently, and we've talked about this in a sense, how you have the ability, once you get oxygen back to your brain, because that's really what the brain feeds on oxygen. People say it's blood. No, it's not blood. The blood carries the oxygen, and the brain functions on the oxygen, as does everything else in your body. The blood is the conduit for the oxygen, and without that, in your brain or anywhere else, that part of your body will die. So they have apparently figured out a way to inject more oxygen into this area, which helps in the healing process. You know how people go into those oxygen tents for intense healing or
right.
what they call those cylinders.
Right.
The oxy, what do they call those things? I remember going into one of them in
a chamber,
Santa
like
Monica.
An oxygen.
Yeah, the oxygen.
Yeah. Right. So they put her in there. That'll help heal and help bring her back around. I'm betting that in a couple of years she's going to be pretty much normal. And you keep your fingers crossed for that, hopefully, to be the reality. 51 after on Good Day.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Near you.
Doug's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, Bob Kay, who is my traveling partner, very much involved behind the scenes in the operation of this radio program, becomes visible or at least audible when he's traveling with me.
I just pop up.
Right. One of the things that has been on people's minds this week, the fate of Apple. A lot of people are concerned because of Steve Jobs. He's the CEO and appears to be the inspiration behind a lot of things that go on there. And he's taking himself out because of another fight with cancer. So the headlines are all wondering out loud, and people are talking on CNBC and the business channels and the radio business shows. What's going to happen to Apple? Will the shares go up or will they go down? They have all these new things that they're still going to be introducing. Is it healthy for a program, I'm sorry, for a company to be this wrapped around one central figure like this? And a lot of this discussion happened with Bill Gates at Microsoft, you'll recall, because he came up with much of what they had success with in terms of new ideas, and it started with him when he was in college. That's why he dropped out. And so what's going to happen with Apple, a question that still remains. Apparently the shares have been fairly steady, though, since he took his medical leave. And so the question today to Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, has to do with Apple and its product line. Many people, I've heard these discussions over the years, the tech people wonder why they never really test their product with consumers before they go to market. And that same criticism came about to Microsoft as well. There have been a lot of people that said, oh, Microsoft doesn't really test anything. They put it out and they fix it. It sounds like the legislature, the Senate says, okay, we'll pass the bill and we'll figure out what's in it and we'll fix it afterwards. Now, whether this is good or bad business, we'll find out in a moment, because Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor on Good Day, has the answer to that question up next.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Ha 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 ha!
should enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Fascinating story in the New York Times about whether Apple will be able to produce smash hits without its, quote, tastemaker, CEO Steve Jobs, who took a leave of absence earlier this week due to health reasons. According to the article, Apple never tests its upcoming products with consumers because Jobs says, quote, it isn't the consumer's job to know what they want. Products are planned, tailored, and approved by Jobs himself. Since his return as CEO of Apple in 1997, Jobs has overseen such consumer smash hits as the iMac, the iBook, the iPod, the iPhone, and the iPad. And he does it all according to his personal tastes and his instincts of what consumers will really love. Of course, there are plans for the near term, but things move very quickly in technology, and there are robust competitors like Google making excellent products. There's no doubt Apple is aware of this, but without Jobs at the helm, can they maintain their position as the most valuable technology company on the planet? I'm Alex Goldfein.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
All right, so I'm looking at Apple stock here just to sort of continue on the same vein that Alex was on.
Mm-hmm.
The stock value on Monday at the close was $348.48. After the close yesterday, before opening hours today, it's $338.84, so down $10.
I'm buying me some Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that. Well, here's the thing. As you nose around a little bit, and I'm certainly no expert when it comes to this sort of thing, but I can read and I can comprehend and understand. You look at what this guy has brought to the table. He's very smart. But he also, according to insiders, not only has come up with great ideas, but had a great way of attracting the right people and building a company. And that we all know, no matter what our business, if you don't have good people around you, you can't succeed. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to do things by
yourself. Yeah, and it's obviously he's done that. The
right.
question
well,
is, who's the
company
one?
Isn't him.
Right.
Go ahead.
But the question is, who's the one who goes, you know what's going to be hot next? Is that him, or is that him in the middle of a room with 10 other people? And will they be able to continue with that 10 other people? Because they are absolutely ahead of the curve
well,
on what's hot.
Here's the other thing. In business, you know as well as we do that the Google guys are finding these people that are right under him, and they're going to talk to him. And well, listen, you don't know what the future of Apple is. Why don't you come on over to Google, because Google's
good
got fun. This, Google's got that. You know that that's what these guys are going to do.
Yeah, if you don't have him, can you duplicate that?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so it's a question. Get some questions answered, and some questions remain questions. That's the beauty of Good Day. 59 past the hour.